Broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hey, everybody. It's Terry, only Terry today, and it's 30 Years of Nonsense. Sherry's away. She's off doing some real estate stuff, so it's just me this week. So I hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to be just me hanging out, playing some tunes that I like, and telling you some stories. So without further ado, I'm actually going to start off. I was looking for a song just about me, myself, and I, and I found a pretty cool version of Eric Carmen's remix, dance version of All By Myself. So I'm going to start off the show with a little bit of that, and then I'm going to come back and tell you a little bit about what's going on with me this week. Got lots of changes going on and lots of fun stuff. But yeah, let's get going with a little bit of Eric Carmen, Me, Myself, All By Myself.
Yeah.
if you thought you were going to get the Eric Carmen version of it. Sadly mistaken, guys. But it is a great version nonetheless. So today I'm going to talk to you about just basically what's going on with me. So Stage One Sound, we just did our last wedding actually of the year. So we were actually at the University Club on the weekend. So I was playing out and I was there. There's a great manager there. His name's John Fisher, great guy. And I was playing out and we were upstairs, downstairs. They have this really, I'd never been there. I mistaken it for a different venue. So I was like, no, I know this place, no problem. So anyway, I show up and, the venue was really, really cool. So if you haven't been there, go there. The food was spectacular. Hors d'oeuvres were great. It was just a really good, good time. So, but yeah, that was my last wedding of the year. Now we've moved into basically holiday parties, Christmas parties, Hanukkah parties, everybody's celebrating at this time. So we're doing all of that. But what was interesting is the bride this weekend, she was a huge Justin Bieber fan. And, you know, you get to hear these fun stories about brides and grooms and kind of, you know, some really good speeches. And the speech that one of the people gave was, and it was kind of a fact about the bride, was she was such a Justin Bieber fan that on their first date, they went back to her place to hang out and whatever. And she just showed him Justin Bieber videos for like a couple hours. So, pretty cool, pretty funny. So I was looking for some stuff that I thought I would do or play today. And I'm a huge Ed Sheeran fan, as you know, like Justin Bieber, but he's not my favorite, but I do like him. He's got some really good tunes. So I thought I would do a collab between Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. But before I do, I actually just want to talk a little bit about Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran. So I know I've talked about Ed Sheeran in the past, but a fact I didn't know, maybe just because I hadn't looked at it too deeply, but Ed Sheeran actually, when he was starting out, he was inspired by this guy named James Morrison, which was like a pop crooner who claimed that he'd played over 200 gigs in a year. So Ed Sheeran figures, you know what? I'm going to beat that. So he actually, in 2009, when he was just kind of cutting his teeth as an artist, he actually did 312 shows in 2009, which is just a phenomenal amount. It's like he's almost playing every night. So I thought that was kind of neat, right? So and part of his adventures actually lead him to LA while he's doing these gigs. And he's doing an open mic night and Jamie Foxx is there and Jamie Foxx hears him. And I guess Ed didn't have a place to stay that night or whatever it was. And Jamie Foxx invites him back to stay at his house and do some recordings. So this is kind of like one of the first people, and I think I've talked about this in the past. Jamie Foxx was kind of one of the first people that really gave him his break in LA. And then, as we know, Taylor Swift heard him, invited him to do some collabs, and then brought him on tour, which he opened up for her. And I think it was 2011, actually, or 2012. And it's 2012. And after that, he actually goes and he plays 3 sold out shows at Madison Square Gardens and then goes on his own world tour. So really, really cool. I mean, there's tons of stuff to talk about Justin Bieber as well, but I won't bore you with that right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber to kick things off. And here we go. This is I Don't Care. I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. Wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall we dance? Hell yeah. You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Just hold me near.
at a party we don't wanna be at. Trying to talk, but we can't hear ourselves. Speechless, I'd rather kiss them right back. But all these people all around, crippled with anxiety. But I told us where we're supposed to be. You know what? It's kinda crazy, cause I really don't mind. Can you make it better like that? Don't think we fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Oh yeah, yeah. When we walked in, I said I'm sorry. But now I think that we should stay. Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me in. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. But it's like you're the only one here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. I don't care. I don't like nobody but you. I hate everyone here. I don't like nobody but you, baby. Yeah. Cause I don't care. Don't care. I'm with my baby. Yeah. Oh yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel like maybe I am somebody. Somebody.
Some disabilities are invisible, and it may sound strange that someone with a hearing problem volunteers on air at a community radio station. Over time, the ravages of tinnitus and Meniere's disease not only impacted my hearing, but left lots of humming and buzzing inside my head. I like communicating with our community. The station and I work together to make sure that I can take best advantage of the hearing I've got with proper equipment and a good studio environment. From the front door to the heart of the station, our volunteers have full access. Accessibility. It's yet another way that community radio brings out the best in us. Hashtag accessible radio.
If you hear me fumbling around, I apologize. That's just me today. I'm by myself, and Sherry normally takes care of all of this stuff, so I do apologize. So I said I would talk a little bit about Justin Bieber, so I was trying to find some facts that I could talk about Justin Bieber that I maybe hadn't done in the past. So one I will tell you is that, where was it? Oh, I had it here. Oh, yeah, yeah. At 15, he was signed by American manager Scooter Braun after he checked him out on video. So I'm not going to talk a lot about Justin Bieber. We've talked about him in the past, and I, you know, a lot of these bands I've actually talked about in the past. I'm just playing some music that I really like today. So for me, you're going to have to bear with me today. These are just fun songs, and I'm doing it all by myself today, as I said from the beginning. So I'm moving in. We're going to play a little bit of Northern Pikes right now as well. So I'm going to do that. What I will say, and again, we've talked about the Northern Pikes before. They're from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. They formed in January 84, and they actually are from the ashes of three local bands, which I didn't know. They come from the Idols, Doris Day, and 17 Envelopes. So that's kind of cool. I didn't know that they actually had been other bands, but yeah, that's the three founding members come from some other bands. So again, I'm not going to bore you with a lot of stuff today. I'm hoping to play some a lot of music today because it's just me, and I'll talk about some of the other bands as we go along. But here we go, guys. Here's a little Northern Pikes.
Thank you. quite critical, but now I find I'm cynical. A lady with a starving baby miles away from me. No problems here, just life and death, and what the hell is wrong with me? Everybody knows. No questions asked, just get receipts and write them off. Expenses, taxes are a bitch these days. Yet the lady and the baby starve waiting for a contribution in a UNICEF box in a drugstore in this ugly little town. Things I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. Money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. Things I waste my time on, I'll never understand. I used to be quite practical, but now I find I'm tactical. I scrape and scheme and struggle hard to get myself ahead. Have no concern for anyone but me. Things I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm.
It's a really good one for me. It's funny because while this was playing, I was actually texting with my wife in the background. You can't hear it, which is fine, but, you know, just checking out things. It's so funny because I was thinking about all these things about being by myself, and my wife reminded me that, you know, you can do this. I mean, you took care of our daughter. So when our daughter was 1 year old, my wife went to Miami for a month on business, and I literally had no idea what I was doing. I think I was 24 at the time, and I had a one-year-old. It was crazy. We just got married the year before, and, you know, Sarah Marie was a honeymoon baby, so to speak. And so I had to do all the dad and mom things and take care of her and still work, and it was just, it was wild. So I did even fly with her to Florida, which was quite interesting. So I had to go down, and my wife was in Florida at the time, and Sherry was there, and I flew down, and I had this letter all prepared that said I could travel with Sarah Marie by myself or whatever. And it's so funny. I get on the plane, we fly down. Nobody asked me for the letter or whatever. I have it all prepared. And then we're coming back into Canada, and that's when I get questioned. They're like, hey, are you allowed to travel with your daughter alone? And I'm like, okay, I just took her out of the country. Are you sure you don't want me to bring her back into the country? Like, I didn't really understand what the problem was. But yeah, it was so funny. I mean, just those crazy things that you do when you're kind of, you know, just trying to do it all by yourself, so to speak. But yeah, that was kind of neat. The next band that I'm going to play is actually, it's not really a band per se. It's an artist, and he's a, when I was in my teens in the 80s, gosh, I'm old. But when I was in my teens in the 80s, I got introduced to this artist called Billy Bragg. And at that time, I just thought he was kind of a cool folksy singer. I didn't really know too much about him. I went and saw him play downtown Toronto. We went out one night with a buddy. It doesn't matter. Sherry would be telling me just keep moving. So I will. But anyway, we go and see him, and Mary Black opens up for him, and she's fantastic. And I'll play her on another day. But Billy Bragg was incredible. And when I was doing my research on Billy Bragg, I didn't actually know that he was very political. I knew he'd been thrown out of Australia for his comments about Margaret Thatcher, who was the British Prime Minister. So I knew all that kind of stuff. And but what I didn't know is that a lot of artists from the 2010s, 2015, 2016, all cite him as being kind of the political artist of the 80s. I never really took it that way at the time. And I guess, you know, you're a teenager, you're liking the sound of it or whatever. But he had this kind of punky, thrashy sound to him, and also didn't know that he was actually in a punk band for a while. So, I mean, some really cool stuff that you kind of learn when you start digging into who your artists are. But yeah, I'm going to play a little Billy Bragg here. It's not what I normally play on the show or whatever, or what you would hear me play, but just a great song, in my opinion, to jam out to. He's got a really wild collection of songs, but guys, enjoy this one. I think you'll like it. Well, I hope you do. So, and if you see me tomorrow night at Hardway, tell me if you liked it or not. Actually, no, don't, because if you didn't like it, I don't want to know. All right, here we go, a little Billy Bragg.
Former accident, she bought herself a mobile home, so at least she could get some enjoyment out of being alone. No one could say that she was left up on the shelf, and she and me against the world, kid, she mumbled to herself. Oh,
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
All right, I'm back. So I'm going to play a little Smiths in a bit here. And the reason I'm playing the Smiths is Sherry and I are actually going to see them next week. So it's finally here for me. We're not seeing the Smiths. Sorry. We're seeing Morrissey. Smiths are no more, unfortunately. Yeah, we're going to go see Morrissey next week down in the States. He's on tour. I've been wanting to see him perform for a long time. And it's been a long time since I saw him perform. The last time I did, he was with the Smiths. But so it's kind of funny for me. When I think about the Smiths, I think about all of their songs. They've got such a huge album collection, like Meet His Murder. And it just goes on and on for me. The Queen Is Dead, Strange Ways. There's so many different albums. Hateful of the Hollow, Louder Than Bombs. It doesn't matter. There's just so many different albums that these guys put out in their short period of time. And what I really like about the Smiths is all of their songs were such huge hits. So they would come out and they would release an A side and a B side. And it's funny because after their B side would get so much airplay, they'd have to then re-release that album or those songs as A sides, because in the UK, in the US, even in Canada, like all of their songs became massive hits that they actually ended up, anything that came out as a B then automatically within months was released as an A side. So it's kind of neat. I mean, unfortunately, the band will never get together. We talked about them before. There's a great movie called Shoplifters of the World Unite, and it's based on one of their songs, obviously. And it was about the night the band actually broke up, and this guy breaks into a rock, basically a radio station, just like CFRC here, and he forces the DJ to play the Smiths over and over. And it's a pretty comical. It's based on a true story, but it is pretty comical. But anyway, I won't bore you with all the details about the Smiths. Like I said, I've talked about them before. I am going to play one of my favorite songs by them right now. So this is called There Is a Light That Never Goes Out. So enjoy this one, guys. Again, today is just going to be a lot of music and a lot of me. And I realized that actually really need my sidekick Sherry here, so I'm hoping she finishes up work shortly and we can hang out. All right, we'll talk soon. Here we go.
Take me out tonight, where there's music and there's people and they're young and alive. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see light. Driving car. Oh, please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm working no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. Kills the both of us, to die by your side. Well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. Take me out tonight, take me anywhere. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
strange fair woman I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, but I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one roll at all.
Saturday seeing them play. So it's funny, the next band that I'm going to talk about is the Bare Naked Ladies, and I'm going to talk about them in respect to more of, you know, stuff that I know about the Bare Naked Ladies outside of the, you know, your regular stuff. What's really interesting is for me is I played some Billy Bragg a little earlier, and they actually kind of went on tour with, well, they didn't kind of, they go on tour with Billy Bragg in 1995, and this is well after I've seen them play. But the band actually comes together in the 1980s, and they've got these founding members, as you know, Ed Robertson, Stephen Page, and that's the two people that actually start the band, and then they add Jim Cregan and his brother Andy, as well as the drummer Tyler Stewart. So what's really neat is this band, and I'm not sure how many people really know a lot about the Bare Naked Ladies, but they released their first album as a cassette, and it was a cassette that they did themselves, and they release it. It's called Yellow Tape, and it was sold locally at all their concerts, and it was just done by themselves. So they pre-recorded all their songs onto a cassette, side A, side B, and then they would sell it at concerts at the end of their gigs, or have somebody sell it at their t-shirt booth kind of thing. And it's so funny because that's how they became worldwide. Well, they became huge in Canada from that. And they've got these kind of funny lyrics. I mean, if I had $1 million, everybody used to throw macaroni and cheese on stage when they would sing those lyrics. It was just a lot of fun. I mean, I've seen them multiple times. I actually had the privilege of getting to go to a private party that they hosted at their manager's house in Ajax. And I think I may have talked about it. I was actually DJing, and I got this invite later in the night. And it was like, hey, come, Bare Naked Ladies are performing at this guy's house. And I'm like, okay. So I show up. They're done. They're not playing anymore. But I walk into the house and I look up and I'm like, what is on the ceiling? And it was literally footprints. So they'd, I don't know what kind of house party they had, but it was pretty wild. And they had footprints on the ceiling. And so I didn't get to hear or see them play. I mean, their music was playing that night or whatever. And I think it was a time around the time of when Gordon was released. So it was a pretty cool album, but it's pretty neat. So When I think about them, there's a guy named Andy Cregan, and he was in the band with his brother Jim. And Andy actually leaves the band at some point in I think it's around 94, beginning in 95. And then he's replaced by a guy named Kevin Hearn. And he goes on and he stays with the band. He's actually still with the band now. And the band's had a few iterations and they've kind of switched things around. But Kevin Hearn actually joins. And at that point, that's when the band actually goes on tour with Billy Bragg. And it's so funny because when I was putting these songs together today, I hadn't done or looked at any of this stuff yet. So, I mean, I love Billy Bragg. I love the Bare Naked Ladies. When I was looking at their catalog of music, I was like, man, what song do I play? What song is a Terry song from the Bare Naked Ladies? And I love this song. I mean, there's so many, Grade 9, or Enid. I really thought about Enid for a while, but I got stuck on this one, and this is where I'm going to go. And I hope you guys enjoy this one. I'm not even going to tell you what it is called. You'll just know and you'll be tapping along to it.
When I was born, they looked at me and said, what a good boy, what a smart boy, what a strong boy. And when you were born, they looked at you and said, what a good girl, what a smart girl, what a pretty girl. Got these chains hang around our necks, people want to strangle us with before we take our first breath. Afraid of change, afraid of staying the same. When temptation calls, we just look away. This name is the hair shed I wear. This hair shed is woven from your brown hair. This song is the cross that I go to school. I write exams. If I pass, if I fail, if I drop out, does anyone give a damn? And if they do, they'll soon forget, 'cause it won't take much for me to show my life ain't over yet. Wake up scared, I wake up strange, I wake up wondering if anything in my life is ever gonna change. I couldn't tell you I was wrong. Chickened out, grabbed a pen and a paper, sat down and I wrote this song. I couldn't tell you you were right. So instead I looked in the mirror, I watched TV, laid awake all night. We got these chains hang around our legs, people wanna strangle us with them before we take off. Smart boy, what a strong boy. When you were born, they looked at you and said, what a good girl, what a smart girl, what a pretty girl. Hey,
fantastic song, if I don't say so myself. It's so funny. I was sitting here just tapping along, and Sherry hates when I do it because I constantly tap when I'm actually in the studio here with her while we're on the air. And I always wonder if she, I think she thinks people can hear, and I'm not sure if you can or not. So today I'm not doing, I'm making a point of not doing tapping while I'm on the air by myself, but I'm doing it just in the background when my mic's off and music's playing. So it's so funny. I love that song so much. I was just kind of standing up in the studio by myself, and I had to look around because there is other people in some of the other studios, and I'm just singing and howling to myself at this song. I feel like such an idiot, but I do love that song so much. It's funny because the reason I say that is I wanted to tell you about tomorrow night. So kind of just plug in what I'm doing tomorrow night. Obviously, I'm at Hardway tomorrow night. It's Friday Night Trivia, and I always announce what the four rounds are going to be on the show. I used to announce it at Hardway, but it's kind of my way of getting you guys to listen to my show who actually come to Hardways, or a little more collaboration on stuff. So round one tomorrow night is going to be Disney songs. So typically we look for artist in the song. In that round, I'm actually going to be looking for the song in the movie. So whatever movie it's attached to. So for all you people that do your research, it's a wild amount of different songs under the Disney kind of theme. So it's going to be all mixed up. Some new, some old, and I mean some old, even older than me. So, enjoy doing that research. And that was given to me by one of the teams. They were like, I'd love to have a Disney round. I know we've done it in the past. So I went back and looked at the songs we used in the past to make sure we're not repeating them. There's a couple of repeats that I really like. So there'll be one or two, but for the most part, it'll be all different songs. Moana won't be in there. I'm sorry, guys. I know everybody loves The Rock, but he's not in this one. So sorry. Round two. Again, given by another team, they really, they actually even wrote out the songs. I'm not going to be using their songs, but they were like emphatic that we do this round. So I'm going to do that. This is from I Like Big Hits. This one's called The Sexy Song. So songs about Whoopi. So we'll be doing that round as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then the third round, which is the reason I brought this all up, is songs that you all sing along to. I mean, there's just those songs that everybody just belt out to. Those are the ones that we love to hate and hate to love, but they're just great. You can sing along to them anytime you want. So we have a full round of those. I think I picked some really good ones. I think there's going to be a lot of ties in this one, or some really high scores for sure. They weren't a lot of tough ones because they're so popular, right? So, and then the last round, it's going to be called It's Hard to Say Goodbye. So it's songs about saying goodbye. So lots of changes coming up for me and for Stage One Sound. And we'll talk more about it tomorrow night. What I can tell you is the next band that we're going to be talking about tonight or today is Madness. Great band from England. I think I've talked about them in the past. I did get to go to see where they ever or performed their ever first gig or first ever gig, I guess, which was in London. It's in this really dingy bar, whatever. It's a super long bar, and at the back of the bar, there's these two doors that open up, and it's got this massive concert hall. And I mean, everything about this bar screams Madness and the ska kind of whole thing. So Doc Martens, suspenders, shaved head, Pringle t-shirts, kind of the whole 80s vibe that I kind of lived in that whole kind of alternative time. So yeah, I'm going to play a little Madness for you guys. I hope you like it. It's more of the mainstream stuff that I'm playing for you today on this. Typically I would play some, you know, some other stuff for them, but everybody knows this song. Everybody loves this song. It's been used in commercials. So enjoy this one. It's a little Our House.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house in the middle of our street. it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street.
Something tells you that you've got to make
in the middle of our. Father gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. The one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
So funny because I think about them and then I automatically go from them to No Doubt, and I have no idea why, because they are so different but yet so the same for me. It's so funny because when I was looking up the stuff on Madness, and I mean, I know a lot about them just from listening to them and kind of knowing their music, but I didn't know this, which is kind of neat. They were actually originally known as the North London Invaders, and then they renamed themselves to Madness after their title of the Prince Buster track. I didn't know that. I always thought they were Madness, so something new for me on that, for sure. This band actually starts in the late 70s. They're really famous in the 80s. They've got this kind of reggae ska song called One Step Beyond, and that was like probably their biggest hit for me. Of all time, and it actually charted on the British charts. It's funny. It charts on the British charts for 78 weeks. It stays on the British charts, One Step Beyond, in the regular kind of charts, and it goes as high as number two. So that's a huge feat back in the day. I mean, when you've got all the different bands coming out and that British invasion, again, from the 80s, you got your New Order, all the different bands like Depeche Mode, everybody just kind of coming out. Beautiful South, House Martins. I was going to play a little House Martins, but I wanted to switch it up because I really want to do a day for me that's, and again, I hope that you guys are going to like this. It is my hour with Sherry and stuff, so maybe next time Sherry's busy again, I'll do that. So what I'm looking to do is do a day where it goes House Martins, Beautiful South, then I'm going to go from Beautiful South over to I've brain freeze. Anyway, it'll come back to me. It's all good. But Fatboy Slim, there it is. I knew it would get it. Anyway, so I want to do a day of kind of that themed style of music where it's bands that have actually become other bands that have been famous or even more famous. So I'm hoping to do that one day as well. So, I mean, what's really neat for me for Madness, and it's kind of a personal thing again, is, back when I was actually getting to see Madness, where they first performed, my uncle turns around to me and he says, "Hey, you know that your cousin's actually their band manager currently." And I was like, I had no idea, but I love that. And he was like, yeah, so he's involved with them. He was involved with their tour. I think it was 2018 or 2019. I'm not sure, because it was just before the pandemic and they were touring over in Europe. And yeah, my cousin was working with them as the band manager, which I thought was pretty cool. So the next person I'm going to play, or artist I'm going to play, it's not a band again, it's an artist, is Nathan Carter. And Nathan Carter is an Irish singer. He does both kind of traditional Celtic, and then he does this kind of Nashville sound where he's got a lot of country. And it's so funny, I was going to Ireland. We were meant to go to Ireland a couple of years ago before the pandemic, Sherry and I, for a trip, and because that's where I grew up, as you know. And I found out that Nathan Carter was actually going to be performing in my hometown in Derry, where my family's from. And I contacted one of my cousins and I was like, "Hey man, I love this guy. His guy's named Nathan Carter. Do you want to go see him with us?" And his response was, "Dude, I don't like country music." And I was like, "What? No, he does like The Town I Love So Well. And he does some," and then I started looking at all of his other songs and I was like, "Oh, you're right. He literally does. He covers a ton of country songs." And, but yeah, I think he's really cool. He does this great song called The Town I Love So Well. And it's about this song. The song's about, Derry, and it's originally done by Phil Coulter. I'm not going to play that song because it's a little slow. Well, the song I'm going to play is also slow, but this one is actually a Garth Brooks cover and it's called Ireland. And, I love his version of it as well. So I thought I would play that today, just to kind of, you know, we're not done yet, but we're getting close. And I've really missed Sherry being here and kind of bantering with her today. So this was kind of a learning lesson for me. But here we go, guys. A little Nathan Carter, and this one's called Ireland, and it's a great Garth Brooks cover.
They say Mother Earth is breathing with each wave that finds the shore. Her song rises in the evening, far to open twilight's door. Her eyes are the stars in heaven, watching over us a while. In Ireland, deep within the Emerald Isle, we are 40 against hundreds, and someone else's bloody war. Are we know not why we're fighting, or what we're dying for? They will storm us in the morning when the sunlight turns to sky. Death is waiting for its dance now. Is it a sentence that's to die? Destiny. As I look up around me, I see the ragged, tired and torn, and I tell them to make ready, 'cause we're not waiting for. Ireland, I'm coming home. I can see you.
weapon heavy as we forge the darkened field. We can hear their horses breathing as in silence we draw near. There are no words we spoken, just enough to say goodbye. I draw breath and it is spoken as they scream a battle cry. I'm undying, coming home. I can see the road and fields of green and fences made of stone. I'm reaching out, would you take my hand and come along?
Guys, but my daughter sent me a request basically on text saying, hey, play this song next. I'm not playing the same artist back to back. I got to be honest. And I maybe should have played Temple Bar or one of the other songs that he has, but I love that song. And for me, it's all about me today. And so getting to play Ireland and being Irish, I love it. So I do want to tell you that there is an upcoming event that we're really involved in and I'm excited to be a part of. It's at the Loaf and Ale and it's on November 23rd. It's had a venue change. It was originally at Hardaway, but it's being moved over to the Loaf and Ale. And it starts at 3 p.m. on the 23rd. And there's 8 bands performing throughout the day. And I'll be doing music and playing in between the bands and helping MC the event. And it's being put on by Dennis, a really good friend of ours. It is his 60th birthday, but that's not the reason for the event. Dennis loves to give back to the community. So he is actually doing a toy drive and a charitable donation if you want to give money or you want to bring a toy. And it's all going to the Boys and Girls Club of Kingston. So, guys, we're looking really forward to this event. It's coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lots of bands. If you go on Stage One's Facebook, you'll actually see a whole bunch of stuff about the event as it comes up. So please check it out. You're going to love it. And I would love to say I have time for one more song, but I actually don't. It's time to go, and I can't believe the hour's gone. And, you know, I enjoyed playing with you guys here today, and hopefully we'll do it again next week. And my kids and my wife's going to hate this, but guys, stay frosty. That's my saying for today. And we'll see you next week.